It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, friend. Mr. Negri has invited us to a music concert. A rehearsal, really, at his music shop. And it's for stringed instruments. So I wanted you to see some before we went over today. I've been collecting them all day long so I could show them to you. Stringed instruments. They're all strings, but they're all different. This first one is a violin. I don't know how to play it very well, but I want you to see what it looks like. Violin. Put it under your chin. Would you like to pretend you're playing a violin? Just put your chin down like this, then you hold the bow in this hand. You could sort of sing like that, very high. Like that. Okay, that's the violin. Now, this one is a viola. It's a little bigger than the violin, you see? See, it's a little bigger? And it sounds a little deeper. Want to pretend you're playing the viola? It goes under your chin, too. See, it sounds a little deeper. There's the violin and the viola together. Now this one's the cello. It has sort of a raincoat on it. See, it's even bigger. And it has a bow of its own in here. There. And it sits on the floor. And see if you can tell whether it's even deeper or not. Cello, cello, cello. That's a cello. Nice sound. Okay, and there's one that's even bigger than this. Don't want you to fall, cello. And the biggest of the four here is called a bass violin. And it sounds very low. See, it's even taller than I am, a bass violin. Some people call it a bass fiddle. Try singing very low like that, will you? And these strings vibrate. That means that they go back and forth like this. That helps make the tone. Would you like to look closely at one of them so you could see it vibrating? Now, show you all four together. There's the violin and the viola and the cello and the bass violin or the bass fiddle. Shall we tell Handyman Negri that we're ready to come? All right. Then you'll be able to see some people who can really play these instruments. See, they're all stringed instruments, but they're all different. Must be busy at that shop today. Hello? Negri's Music Shop? This is Fred Rogers calling. Is Mr. Negri there? Thank you. Hello, Joe? It's Fred. Yes. Yes, I've shown them the instruments, and we'd like to come over if it's all right. Oh, the cello and the violin. All right. You don't need the other two? Fine. We'll be over as soon as we can then. Thank you very much. Bye. Mr. Negri says he's ready for us, but he'd like to have the cello and the violin. So we'll take them back to him. Now, you pick them out for me, will you? The cello and the violin. It's the cello? Which one's the violin? First, we'll put the cello in its case. We're going back to the music shop, cello. I like to show you new things, people who can do things well. The bow into its pocket. Right. Now the violin and its bow. There. See, it fits in like that. Have to take very good care of instruments like this. Fragile. There. All set to go? All right. Off we go to Negri's Music Shop for the string instrument rehearsal. Ready? Good.
Good luck, Amy. I hope it works fine.
Bye.
Hello. Hello. Hi, Mr. Feeler.
Hi, Mr.
Jim.
Rogers.
Here's the violin and the cello. Oh,
thank you. Jim.
Yes?
Jim, here's the cello.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay. Well, Fred, the fellas are all here and they're ready for the rehearsal. Would you like to go on back?
Certainly would.
Okay. Jim, we'll be back in a few moments. We're going back to the rehearsal.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
See you.
John.
Hi, Johnny.
Hey, I have a part for you, and I'd like to try one bar with the fellas. Would you mind?
Sure, I'd love to. Good. Where do you want to go from?
From the double bar, at the double bar, fellas. We'll try.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
All right, ready.
Nice, that's beautiful.
What are you going to play?
Oh, Johnny Costa wrote a very fancy arrangement of your Days of the Week song.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If you hear it while they're playing it and can sing with them, that'd be fine. Would you play it for
us? Very
nice.
Yes, sir. Ready, fellas?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear each one of the stringed instruments alone, if I could.
Oh, sure.
A little while ago, I was trying to play them, and I certainly didn't make them sound very good.
Well, we'll try. Mr. Siegel, would you play something on the violin for us, please? Mr. Laevsky, let's hear the viola. Mr. Cribagne, how about something on the cello, please? And now, Mr. McVicker, a few measures on the bass violin.
Thank you very much. Now my friends can know what they really sound like.
Why don't we try that number, Ornithorhynchus Anatinus?
All right, there's a fancy arrangement of that here.
Oh, good.
Right. Are you ready, fellas? Here.
Thank you. That reminds me of the platypus baby.
That's the basis of the song.
You know, would you play that for us again?
Sure.
Would you
sure.
Mind? While they play it, maybe we could pretend that we were in the neighborhood of make-believe and Mrs. Platypus was singing that lullaby to her baby, Ornithorhynchus Anatinus. Handy Man Negri could be there, too.
Could be.
Right? Thank you.
Dr. Bill?
Oh, he's writing his letter to the pediatrician school.
Oh, I do hope he'll make it.
Oh, I do too. Oh, my, my, look who's coming.
Oh, Queen Sarah. I wonder if they need me over at the castle.
Well, hello, dear friend.
Hello, Queen Sarah. Yes. Is everything all right, Queen Sarah?
Well, I am concerned about my husband.
Oh, King Friday? Is something wrong with him?
Well, he just doesn't seem to have enough to do.
Oh, he counts his numbers every day.
Yes, and he dictates his letters. But then when he's finished with that, he's always looking for something else. In fact, he's looking right now for Mr. McFeely to bring him something.
Well, maybe he ordered something.
Not that I know of. Of course, I've been so busy with the baby and all that I just... Oh, there's Mr. McFeely.
Good day, how's everybody here?
Just fine, thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. I have a delivery right here for King Friday. Is he at the castle?
Yes, he is, Mr. McFeely. In fact, he's been looking for you.
Well, I'm sorry I'm late, but some days it takes me longer to get to make-believe. Busy times and busy work, speedy delivery, you know.
Yes.
Well, maybe you better call King Friday and let him know that you're coming over.
Well, that's a good idea, handyman. Where's the caller?
Oh, the caller.
Up there.
Up there? Well, how do you get it down here?
Oh, I'll help you.
Oh, good.
Excuse me, ladies.
Oh, that's all right, and thanks for the lullaby, handyman.
Oh, any time. Would you like to come along?
Oh, no, thanks. I need to stay with Anna.
I'll see you all back home.
Okay. Goodbye. Goodbye, Queen Sarah.
Goodbye, Elsie.
Yes, huh? You've been really moving today. Everything busy, busy.
The back here is very, very busy.
Yeah. Yes, there it is. Uh-huh. You just right in there. Mm-hmm. And talk right in. Just right in there.
That's it. Miss Polificat? Speedy delivery here. Speedy delivery, Mr. McFeely, right here. Miss Polificat, may I make an appointment to see King Friday the 13th? Thank you. I have a speedy delivery for him, a speedy delivery. Yes, we'll be right there, right there. Oh, it's right in there. Here we go.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Come on up. Come on, Mr. McFeely.
Handyman Negri and Mr. McFeely, I presume?
Correct as always, King Friday.
Do you have my delivery?
I do, right here, King Friday, right here.
Very good. You may open it, handyman.
Of course, sir.
Just 1 minute, handyman. King Friday, you must sign for it first.
Sign for it?
For the delivery. Sign for the delivery right here in my delivery book.
Oh, of course.
All righty.
For the delivery.
Right on the dotted line, King Friday. There you go.
Thank you. There.
I thank you.
And now, handyman, open it.
It's a bass fiddle kit, sire.
Bass fiddle kit, exactly. Please put it together for me.
Bass fiddle kit. I don't think I've ever heard of one of those, sire. Well, here's one part of the...
Must be the handle.
Mm-hmm.
See all the parts of it? Oh, I'm coming down to see them closer.
Oh, yes, sir. Come on down here. And there's another part.
Really?
And now you can take the box. Now, I've never seen anything like this, sire.
Yes, well,
do you think that way, sir?
No, doesn't fit that way.
Perhaps we'll try it this way.
Yeah.
How does that look?
That looks right.
Very good.
Yes, it's a very, very good fit. And there it is.
Where are the strings?
Strings coming right up. There you go, handyman.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's the fingerboard, and that must go on...
My bass fiddle kit.
Right there. Mr. McFeely, would you take those strings and just sort of attach them to the bottom?
I'm going to play the bass fiddle,
like
Mr. McFeely.
This. I like bass fiddle music.
Yeah.
Well, let me push in these right there, so we hold it on. Now all we need is the bow.
Where is the bow?
The bow is... Right here, King Friday. There you go.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Here you are, sir.
How do you hold it?
Hold it that way.
Like
that's
this.
It. And you just apply it to the strings and just press lightly, sir. Now, go ahead. You're all set.
All right. I'm going to play the bass fiddle. Everyone ready?
Yes, King Friday. We're all set.
Going to play it now.
Yes, sir.
Right.
There you are.
Why can't I play beautiful music?
Well, have you ever practiced King Friday?
Practice? Well, of course not. I just got this instrument. You just brought it. How could I have practiced on it?
I never thought of that.
If you had brought it sooner, I might have been able to play this instrument. Bass fiddle.
King Friday, sire?
Yes?
Perhaps you would like to take bass fiddle lessons.
Lessons?
Yes, sire. While Dr. Bill is learning to be a pediatrician, well, you could learn to be a bass fiddle player.
Take lessons. Yes. Well, I'll consider it. I'll consider it, yes. I'd like to be able to play the bass fiddle.
That should be fun, hearing King Friday play the bass fiddle. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for your music.
Nice arrangements, Johnny. See you later, guys.
Thank you. Fellas, that was good, except for, like, bar 24, letter A, E-flat instead of an E.
I really enjoyed that.
How's everything going, Jim?
Just fine. I sold the cello to that gentleman.
Oh, great.
He said he'll be back for lessons.
Fine, the cello's a beautiful instrument.
I'll bring those other two instruments by later.
Okay, no hurry, Fred.
Thank you very much for all your music, Joe.
You're welcome.
Good
Come
to see you,
anytime.
Jim.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Mr. Wright.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Fun to pretend that King Friday would want the biggest one, wasn't it? Yeah, well, I need to take these back. So let's get the viola in its case. You are my friend, and I like you, like you, like you, like you. Press down the strings, it makes a different tune. Do you know anybody who plays a stringed instrument? That person could show you more about it. There's someone at the door. Would you look to see who it is, please? Oh, Mr. McFeely. Mr. McFeely, come in.
Speedy delivery, Mr. Rogers. Do you have any deliveries today?
Well, not that I know of, unless you'd like to take some instruments back to the music shop.
Already, I'm going right by the Negri Music Shop.
Good. Well, I have a viola and then this big bass viol, bass fiddle, whatever
Here's
you want to call it.
Here's the cover. We'll put the cover on, Mr. Rogers.
Please do.
See?
That's the front. It's really tall, isn't it?
I'll get the hooks down here.
Thank you. I'll put the bow in the pocket. This'll be a real help to me, Mr. McFeely. Thank you for coming by.
Speedy delivery, always at your service.
All right. If you'll take the viola.
Viola?
Over here.
Alrighty.
I'll take the bass viol out. Boy, this is heavy. Are you sure you can handle this, Mr. McFeely?
Oh, yes, I have my wagon here today. Just right this way, Mr. Rogers.
Good.
Right down here.
It's a big wagon.
Certainly is.
This should go on its side, you know.
It's always on its side, right there. Careful with musical instruments.
Right.
There we go.
There you go.
Well, I'm very busy today, Mr. Rogers. Back to Negri's Music Shop. Speedy delivery. Good day to you, Mr. Rogers. Good day.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely. Bye. Now we don't have any instruments here. You know, we had a violin. That was the smallest. And then a viola. And both of those we put under our chin, remember? And then the cello. You could pretend you're playing the cello. And the bass viol. You have to stand up for that one. You and I do a lot of things together. I like it when we do. Mm-hmm. Change my shoes because I must be off too. Do you often wonder what I do when I leave you here? I go off and plan more visits for you, more television visits. So I'm often thinking about you, even when we're not visiting by television. You and I'll do more together tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Four, two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make it a special day for me by just your being yourself. I like you just the way you are. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.